Good morning.
Good afternoon. I always say good morning. And it's morning someplace, isn't it? Let me ask you this question. How many of you believe your Bible to be true?
所以我想问问大家一个问题，你们有多少人是相信这本圣经？
When I go to most churches and I ask them if they believe the Bible is true,
那当我去很多的教科书，我问这个问题，就是你们相信这个圣经是真的吗？真实的吗？
And then I ask them, why do you believe it's true?
然后我就问说，为什么你们相信圣经是真的？真实的？
The most common answer is by faith.
所以我听到的最多的答案是说，因为我们信，有信心。
And this is a good thing. God wants you to have faith in your Bible, for without faith, it is impossible to please God.
当然是很好，对吧？因为我们的上帝，要我们有信心。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
The only problem with that being your only reason to believe it's true.
那但是光光靠信心来相信圣经是真的话，就有一个问题。
Is that it's not transferable. I can't come to Mike and say, Mike, you need to believe this Bible to be true because I believe it's true.
就是问题说，凭着这样信心来相信圣经的话是没有办法转移给别人的。你不能跟别人说，我相信圣经真的，所以你要相信它是真的。
He would ask for a reason. Why should I believe it to be true?
所以我们需要有一些原因来说服我们说为什么我们相信圣经是真的。
And now your children...Your children are growing up, and you teach them as parents that the Bible is true.
然后还有你们的孩子们，你们的孩子们在教会长大，你会教他们说，凭着信心，你会知道圣经是真的。
And a lot of times they'll come up with questions and say, "How do I know it's true?"
那很多时候他们就问你说，但是我怎么知道这个圣经是真的呢？
And the parents often say it's by faith.
父母通常都会说，你要凭着信。
So the child believes it by faith, and then they grow up and they go off to college.
然后你告诉他们说，对，你凭着信心，你要相信圣经是真的。他们长大了，他们去读大学。
And the college challenges that faith and said, "I have a pile of bones, which is science."
然后大学做些挑战这样的信心，因为大学的教授会说，我有一堆的骨头来证明。
And it puts your children into a place where they must decide whether they want to believe.On faith or believe in what they're told is science.
然后学生们，我们的孩子们就必须要再靠他们自己来决定说，我是要靠着信心来相信这圣经是真的，还是我要相信这个科学？
What would you do? I know if it was for me, faith or science, I could see the bones.
然后你怎么办呢？对吧？信心看不见，但是我可以看见这一堆科学所谓的骨头。
And so I personally would choose to believe in the science that they're telling me. And I would discard the Bible because it's just faith.
所以可能是如果我是孩子们的话，我可能也会选择就我相信这个科学，我会看到那堆石头来证明进化论，那堆骨头在证明这个进化论。
Almost every time when I give a talk like this, I'll have parents come up to me afterwards with tears running down their cheeks.
然后很多时候我讲完这个讲到时候，会有时候看到年轻人们会眼睛里面有眼泪。
And they'll say, "My child was raised in a Christian family. They went to church. I sent them to a Christian college."
然后我的孩子他们也在基督教的家庭长大，那他们长大之后，我就把他们送去这个基督教的大学。
And now, 3 months later, they have left the faith.
然后三个月之后，他们就不再相信了。
They ask me, "What can I do?"
然后他们就问说，我们怎么办？
Now is the time. Now is the time to train up your children in the way they should go.
然后现在应该就是我们现在就要教养孩童，使他们走当走的路。
If they ask you questions you do not know the answers to, you as a parent are charged by God to come up with those answers.
如果你们的孩子们问你一个问题，你们作为父母没有回答的话，没有答案的话，那上帝是要我们说，我们要给他们一个答案。
And certainly between you and your child, you're better equipped to determine what those answers are anyway.
那当然了，是吧？在你还有你的孩子之间，当我们有更好的条件来提供这个答案。
So today's message is to help establish how do I know the Bible is true.
所以我们今天的信息就是要帮助我们各位 去建立说我们怎么样去相信这个圣经是真实的。
The idea of defending the faith is where we get the word apologetics.
所以我们之所以有库教学这个说法，是因为我们要捍卫我们的信仰。
Try clicking yours. I'm not getting the transmission. Let's back up a little bit. The idea of apologetics. Apologetics is a legal term.
库教这个其实是一个法律的术语啊。
It does not mean to apologize or say I'm sorry.
所以它并不是说我们抱歉，我们需要对不起。
Apologetics means to defend. We're way ahead on the slides. Let's back up a little bit there. There we go. It means to give an answer, a defense, a reasoned argument.
它意思是说要提供一个答案，提供一个答辩，推理的陈述或者论据。
I want you to think of a courtroom and an attorney presenting a case in court.
所以我想你们想象一下，在一个法庭里面，律师们在为他们的案子在辩护。
The attorney, he organizes his arguments and is ready to give a solid defense.
所以这律师们当他们有很多的论点，他们也深思熟虑，而且呢想了很久，会很有条理。
And when somebody asks you about your faith, about the Bible, or about Jesus, or about God,
那如果说有人问你说你的信仰、圣经，还有上帝，还有耶稣，
we are to be prepared to give that logical, reasoned response, much as an attorney would give.
所以我们必须要准备好，我们可以提供那一个有很有条理的、深思熟虑的这个答案，就像我们的律师一样。
Actually, the scriptures command us to be prepared to do such.
那实际上，圣经其实有命令我们要这样做。
For it says that sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for the hope that is within you with meekness and fear.
彼得前书第三章十五节，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘故缘由，就要常做准备。以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
I don't know what the word is in Chinese, but the English word to answer is apologia.
所以其实英文里面回答 answer 这个答案其实是来自于希腊文，其实就是辩护、辩解。
So we are supposed to be ready always to give that apologetic, that answer, that reasoned defense.
所以上帝要我们随时都准备好提供一个库教的这个辩护，一个答案。
Today, let's talk about the Bible. Can you believe it?
所以今天我们就会讨论一下圣经，你能不能够相信圣经？
I was not raised in the church.
我不是在教会长大的。
And for those who are outside the church, when we consider things of the church, we have two questions with regards to the Bible.
那不是在教会长大的人，或者还没有相信主的人，很多人会问两个问题。
The first question we ask is this the word of God?
第一个问题他们会问是说，这是上帝的道吗？上帝的话语吗？
The second question we ask is it still the word of God, or did you guys change it over the years?
那第二个问题就是说，咱们现在手上圣经还是上帝的话语吗？因为这么多年了，有没有改变过？
The problem with these two questions, you cannot answer them in that order.
但是问题就这两个问题，你不能用这个顺序来回答他们。
First, you must ask and answer, has it been changed?
第一个问题，我们其实先要回答第一个问题，说圣经这么多年有没有被改变过？
And then after you determine it's not been changed, then you can evaluate the contents. Is this the word of God?
如果我们可以决定了说，哎，其实这么多年这个圣经并没有被改变过，那我们就可以下一步去看一下它内容是否是真实。
What we're going to do today is we're going to focus on the first question here, do we have the original documents that the Bible has given us?
So, 我们今天就是要深入讨论第一个问题，就是说，我们现在手上有没有最原始的圣经的一个精确的、准确的复制？
How can we know, especially if we don't have any of the original manuscripts?
我们怎么样知道呢？因为我们现在手上并没有最原始的圣经的文献。
So, let's talk about the Old Testament first.
我们先看看旧约。
Before 1947, the most complete manuscripts that we had were dated to about AD 980.
所以在1947年之前，我们大部分的这个旧约的手稿都是来自于大概是公元800年。
Now we did have some more incomplete portions about AD 800.
那之前的话，在公元前八百年的话，我们有这个一些不太完整的这些手稿。
So if the Old Testament was written 2,000 years before Christ, 1,500 years before Christ, whatever it is, and the earliest copies we have is about 1,000 years after Christ, how accurate are those?
所以如果说我们说如果最原始的这个旧约文本大概是写在公元前主前大概2000年的话，那我们看到这些手稿，我们怎么知道他们到底有多准确呢？
This gave skeptics a valid question. How do we know how accurate they are? And like I said, this was before 1947.
所以这就是说为什么很多会问那个问题，说我们怎么知道我们现在手上的旧约的这个文本到底有多准确？啊，这当然是1947年之前的问题啊。
So what happened in 1947?
那1947年发生了什么事情呢？
We discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls.
1947年我们发现了这个死海古卷。
Now we have documents that are over 1,000 years earlier than what we had before.
所以现在我们手上的这个死海古卷发现的这些文献是比我们原来发现的大概还早了1000多年。
When we compared the words of the manuscripts that we had with those of the Dead Sea Scrolls, we found that 95% of the text was exactly word for word perfect.
那如果说我们仔细的去比较这死海古卷里面的文献里面的这些逐个逐个词的比较的话，我们发现他们有95%的文本是完全一样的。
The other 5% was mostly pen slips or spelling variations.
那剩下那5%的那些不一样的地方呢，都是这个单词的拼写的变化，或者有些笔误。
The word color. What do I mean by spelling variations? The word color is spelled C-O-L-O-U-R, right?
Yeah, 所以颜色大家知道英文怎么拼哦 ，C-O-L-O-U-R。
In England, that's the correct way to spell it, but in America, it's C-O-L-O-R.
所以在英文呢是正确，但是呢在其他文的话是另外一个拼法是 C L L O R。
If I use the word C O L O U R, would you understand what I was saying?
那如果说我用那个拼写 C L L O U R 的话呢，你知道我会大概是在讲什么
？So even with spelling variations, the meaning is not lost. It is exactly 100% maintained.
所以即使上拼写上有这么一点点的小的不一样的话，但是这个词的意义是完全没有改变的。
Where they did find obvious errors in the text, as the people who are doing the copying from this manuscript to that manuscript.
那当时当他们发现文字中这个文本呢有一些很明显的错误的时候，那这可能是那个抄写人有点困啊，打了瞌睡，或者不小心有一些小错误的时候。
What they would do is they make a little note by it. In Hebrew, they call it ketib.
所以在他们的时候就会在上面有个注解。那这个注解的话，在这个希伯来文是叫做。How do you say that?
Ketiv?
Ketiv, yeah.
Okay. So what's happening is they will write what they had before.
然后他们就会写下来一个注解。
Make a note, a ketiv, and then write what they believe it's supposed to be.
然后呢再写下来呢就说这个词不知道什么意思，但他们会写说他们觉得应该是这个意思，他们会很详细的注解下来。
When you're copying manuscripts late at night, you might make a mistake.
所以当然如果是你抄写员你在真的抄写这文本抄得很晚很晚的时候那有可能很累。
By keeping the original that they had and writing what they believe it to be, you're still maintaining the accuracy of the text.
但是他们这样子呢他们不会说丢掉原来文本的内容而只是写下来说他们认为这个内容是应该怎么样子的两个内容都保存在一起。
When the word was considered textually, grammatically, or exegetically questionable, dots were placed above that word. I want to see you translate that.
Yeah, actually I did so before. 所以当有一个词被认为是文字语法或者解经上有问题的时候，他们就会在那个词上面画上一些点点做记号。
Oh boy. So minute statistics were also kept. As they're copying the stuff, they wanted to make sure it was accurate.
然后一些很微小的统计数字呢，也会保留在这个书卷里面。那这个是作为防止错误的进一步的手段。
So they would actually count. They would count the number of words. They would count the number of letters in a book on a page.
他们实际上他会做的是说，他们会计算这个经文里面有多少个词，有多少个字母，然后把这些数字全部都记录下来。
In the Hebrew Bible, Leviticus 8:8, the margin has a reference that this verse is the middle verse of the Torah.
在希伯来圣经在易末记的八章八节中，这个书卷的边缘有一个注释，它写着说这节经文是旧约首五卷在中间的位置。
According to the note at Leviticus 10:16, the word Darash is the middle word of the Torah.
然后在利未记的十章十六节中有这样注明。这个词叫Darash 这个词呢是处于旧约首五卷的中间的位置。
And in Leviticus 11:42, we are assured that Waw is the middle Hebrew letter in the Torah.
然后十一章四十二节里面也有特别注明说这个希伯来文这个词 Waw 呢中间有这样一个 A 这个字母。
They count the words. They count the letters. They count the verses. They're counting it as they write the page out. They're counting to make sure it matches what they wrote from what it was. That the copy is exactly accurate.
That's what I'm right. That's right. 所以他们计算了这个词、字母还有经文的数节，他们把这些数字全部统计下来，然后他们在拷贝的时候，他复制的时候，他们会比较这个数字有没有变化。
Statistics were also placed at the end of each book. If you count the number of words in the book of Deuteronomy, you have 955 verses in the book of Deuteronomy.
所以每一节书的结尾也有这个统计的数字啊，比如说在《生命记》里面，总结数是955节。
In the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, you have 5,845 verses.
而旧约的首五卷，它总共的节数是5,845节。
Total number of words is 97,856.
总词数是97,856个词。
And the total number of letters is 400,945.
所有字母的总数量是409,45个字母。
By assembling these sort of statistics, they are assured that mathematically they're verifying that the copy is exactly the same as the original.
所以通过这些统计数字把它们组合在一起，他们就是通过用数学的方式来准确的测量说这个手稿抄写的时候有没有错误。
This is a painful way to copy something, but it was so important to make sure they were accurate, they took painstaking steps to ensure its accuracy.
所以我想大家想知道说到底听起来这是一个真的很痛苦的这样一个过程，但是他们是用了这样一个真是很艰巨而痛苦的这个方法来保证说这些手稿在被抄写的时候是准确的，没有错误的。
This is a picture of the Isaiah scroll from the Dead Sea Scrolls.
那这一本书就是这个在死海古卷里面以赛亚书的这样一个书卷，是其中的一幅照片。
It is one of the longest ones, when you roll it out, one of the longest ones they have, and in some of the best shapes that they could find.
所以这是其中一卷，就是最长的一个卷。如果把它摊开的话，它最长的一卷，而且当时保存的相对是最好的了。
To translate from this scroll would be fairly easy. Now there are parts here missing, and there's cracks that ruin stuff up. You got page part missing here.
那翻译这个书卷其实相对是容易的，因为只是旁边有一些缺了一些角。中间有一些裂缝，但是总体来说还是蛮好的一个书卷。
But still, this is in pretty good shape. However, most of the manuscripts look more like this.
那但是呢，这是差不多是最好保存最好的书卷了。大部分其实没有保存的这么好。
It's like a jigsaw puzzle. There are pieces there, and they open it up and it just crumbles.
所以就像一幅拼图一样，是散的拼图，他们打开之后都散了，他们要把它们一块一块的拼起来。
And so they take the pieces, they try to line and put them together. In some cases, there are missing parts, but this is what most of the scrolls look like.
Yeah, 所以有些这些拼图里面某一块可能丢了这样子，他们会需要一块块的把它拼起来，这是其中保存最好的一个书卷。
What work it would be to put this together and validate this stuff.
所以大家想象说，中间真的花费的这个精力、这个工作，然后把这所有的书卷全部拼起来，那是一个非常庞大的工作。
And yet, when they compare these scrolls to what we have today, you're still back that 95%+ accuracy, even with the pen, you know, plus the pen slips and the spelling variations.
但是我说我们把这些书卷原始的手稿，抄写本呢，跟我们今天的这个旧约比的话，他们还是有95%的准确度。
Another way to confirm the accuracy of any ancient text.
那另外一个方式就是说去确认每一页上的经文这个准确性。我们有另外一个方法。
Is to compare names of kings and rulers, battles that were won or lost.
所以我们是可以比较一下说那些史上的这些国王啊，这些统治者啊，还有这些他们打过的多少战争啊，可以比较这些内容。
In most ancient texts, there were exaggerations of battles that were won. They over-exaggerated how big of a victory that was.
那很多的书卷里面当然会有很多很夸张的描写这些历史事件啊、战争啊这样的一个内容。
And a lot of times the losses, the battles that they would lose would be totally eliminated from the document altogether.
那当然了，就说很多时候，当他们一场战争失败的时候，所有东西都会被从这个历史书卷上给清除掉。
Experts and scholars have compared your Old Testament to other written works around the world in these areas.
Can you say that again, sir?
Your scholars have compared your Old Testament with other historical documents.
Yeah, 所以我们的很多的这个圣经的学者呢，是把这些内容呢，旧约内容呢，跟很多的历史的这个事件呢，做了比较。
What stood out is the exaggerations were not there in your Old Testament.
所以他们发现其实所有的这些很夸张的东西其实并不在这个旧约里面。
The defeats were not eliminated.
所以这些被打败的这个战争呢，其实没有在书卷上去除。
The kings and the rulers were spelled correctly and in the right order.
所以所有的这些国王啊，这些统治者，他们还是按着这些历史的顺序记录在这个旧约里面。
Place names were accurate, and the descriptions of those places were accurate.
所以所有的地名都是准确的。
They have compared your scriptures, your Old Testament, to these other documents, and they found it to be extremely accurate.
所以他们也比较了我们的这个旧约里面的这个内容和其他的圣经以外的内容，他们发现他们是非常的准确的。
Mathematically, it is one chance in about seven hundred fifty-six trillion that this accuracy is mere circumstance. 22 zeros.
那个我都不知道怎么翻译这个，因为很多零，但是意思是说，从数学的角度，这样的准确性，如果是说这样准确是一个碰巧事情的话，那它可能是非常非常低的，低到就刚才那个数字的多少分之一，我翻译不出来那个，不好意思。
Anybody understands mathematics understands that is incredibly beyond logical, beyond reason.
所以大家如果从这个数学的角度的话，就发现说这么小的几率，那是完全超越了这个逻辑的。
Concerning the overall Old Testament accuracy, American Hebrew scholar William Henry Green concludes that it may be safely said that no other work in all of antiquity has been so accurately transmitted.
Yeah, 所以当我们谈到这个关于旧约内容的这个准确性的时候，美国的这个学者叫William Henry Green， 他说过说，可以肯定的说，古代没有任何其他的作品被如此精确的传播过。
Now, I don't want you to be fooled. You see, more scholarship has been spent on this singular issue than perhaps any other study of ancient documents.
所以我们不要被世界上很多的言论骗了，因为在这一个问题上，所投入的这个学术研究和精力。比投入在任何其他古代文献的研究上都多。
When somebody questions the accuracy of the transmission of the Old Testament, is because they are uninformed.
所以很多时候，当一个人说挑战说这个旧约内容的传播过程是否是准确的话， 很多时候他问了一个问题，因为他们尽管不了解这些事实。
We can be confident in the knowledge that the Old Testament is true to its history and amazingly accurate.
所以我们可以很自信地相信说旧约内容的这个复制还有他们的传播是说是其实是达到了难以想象的精确。
Now I want to show you one more thing. This is a genealogy out of Genesis chapter 5 and chapter 11.
所以这是创世纪里面的第五章十一章里面的两个这个家谱的列表。
You can create this chart yourself.
当你可以说自己就可以画这张表格出来了。
Your Bible in Genesis chapter 5 says that Adam was created, and when he was 130 years old, he had a son named Seth.
所以我们的圣经里面讲说，当亚当是他亚当是130岁的时候，他生了儿子赛特。
And then when Adam lived another 800 years after that, then he died.
然后亚当就后面就再活了800年，他就死了。
Seth lived to be 105 years old, and he had a son named Enosh.
所以呢，赛特呢，在105岁的时候生了他的儿子以诺士。
And then he lived out the rest of his life, and he passed away. You could do the math; you could chart out all of the lives of all these people in Genesis chapter 5 and 11.
所以你自己可以做这个算术，来把这个通过这两章的内容，把这个家族表来列出来。
The way the text is written, it is impossible to have any missing generations.
所以为什么这两章是要这样写呢？是因为说上帝让这里没有可能出现任何的丢失的人名或者丢失的这个 generation 就是代，对，也是代。
The thing I want you to see is this.Adam lived to be 930 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see the blue bar here, but that blue bar goes all the way down to where Noah's father Lamech also lived.
所以大家可以看得到，就是说亚当活到930岁，但是呢，如果一直看下，看到拉麦的时候呢，其实他有一段时间和拉麦是同时在这个世上的。
Matter of fact, Lamech was 55 years old when Adam died.
所以呢，实际上呢，是拉麦其实是说，当亚当死的时候呢，拉麦是55岁。
Adam lived a long time. For generation after generation, they could say, "Hey, let's go see the guy with no belly button."
所以亚当活了很多年很多年，所以其实有很多代人的时候是有可能去说，哎，我们去看看那个老头子是没有这个肚脐眼的老头子，可以跟他聊聊天。
Adam, what was it like before the fall?
Adam 也可以问说诺亚的父亲说嘿、人类堕落之前大概是什么样子
You can actually talk to the man that was there.
所以你其实上是可以说在他们的时候他们可以去说跟那些当时经历过那段时间的那些人去跟他们讲话跟他们讨论的。
Lamech had a son named Noah.
拉麦的儿子是诺亚。
Noah lived out his life and he actually lived past the flood obviously and his timeline actually overlaps with Abraham.
所以诺亚的生命其实是和这个亚伯拉罕的生命其实有一部分时间是重叠的。
For 60 years Abraham lived at the same time Noah did.
所以他们的生命其实是大概是重叠60年。
It is possible that Abraham may have talked to Noah. What was it like before the flood?
所以是完全有可能说亚伯拉罕去找诺亚聊天说这个大洪水之前是这个世界是什么样子的。
Understand that we've got over 2,000 years of world history.
所以我们要理解是说这个家谱其实是覆盖了我们人类历史地球历史的前面2000年的历史。
Adam talked to Noah's dad, Noah talked to Abraham, four people, 2,000 years.
亚当可以跟那个诺亚的儿子父亲聊天，那亚伯拉罕也跟诺亚聊天，四个人他们就可以涵盖了这人类最早2000年的历史。
Now I don't know if these men ever did talk to each other.
当然我们不知道说他们有没有互相的聊天啊。
But it clears up the confusion that we have of playing telephone over generation, generation, generation. All of a sudden, there aren't that many generations.
所以当时我们可以就看得出来说，尽管是两千年这个不断的有不断的这个不多道代人之间的这些历史要相传，不太需要很复杂的这个甚至今天的电话系统。
So this is one way that I believe that God used to keep our Old Testament accurate.
所以这是其中一个方法，去相信说我们的上帝让这个希伯来文的这个圣经是非常准确的。
Let's take a look at the New Testament.
然后我们可以看一下新约的内容。
In comparison to other documents of antiquity, the New Testament I will show you has more manuscripts, earlier manuscripts, more accurately copied manuscripts, and more abundantly supported manuscripts.
所以我们把新约的这个文献和其他的这些古代的这个文献相比的话，我们可以看得到呢，新约它有更多的手稿，有更早的手稿，有更准确的复制，还有它得到了更加广泛的支持。
The more manuscripts I have, the more support to the accuracy.
那当然，如果我们有更多的这个手抄稿的话，我们就知道说有办法是知道它更准确。
The closer to the time that they were written of the manuscripts that you have, the closer that is, the more probable of the accuracy as well.
还有就是说，这个手抄稿它和这个原稿有多接近，就是它那个抄写时间，如果越接近的话，那它也会更准确。
Let's compare these with some other documents of antiquity.
所以我们可以说把新约的手稿跟其他的一些古代的文献可以做一个比较。
Well, who wrote that in orange? I can't read that. Okay. What we want to do is we want to look at the number of manuscripts. So the more manuscripts you have, the better.
So 我们看一下说，就是我们先看一看这个手抄稿的手稿的这个数量，越多的话，那它应该是越准确的。
So I'm going to go ahead and graph these out. What you want to see is the longest line possible.
那我会呢在这里呢给他画一幅图，那你想看到是说这条线呢越长是越好的。
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to compare the New Testament with other famous works. You've got Homer's Iliad right here.
所以我们用把新约的手稿呢跟其他一些比较有名的这些古代文献比一下，你这里有荷马的他的文手稿。
You've got Plato's writing where he, his tetralogies, where he talks about the Island of Atlantis.
所以呢，他这里的提到了这个亚特兰提斯的这样一个地方。
Julius Caesar, he wrote his Gallic Wars, and it's because of the way he boasted about himself in this document that allowed him to become the first emperor of Rome.
所以呢，这个尤利乌斯凯撒呢，他写了《高卢之战》这本书，那描述了他是怎么样去打败这个高卢人的。
The bottom one there is Pliny the Younger. He was actually an eyewitness at Mount Vesuvius erupting. And he wrote down the document of what happened with Mount Vesuvius.
那小普林尼他实际上是他是其中一个目击了这个维苏威火山爆发的目击者，他写了很多的信去描述这些内容，那这个信呢就也被变成历史。
Wikipedia says that Pliny wrote hundreds of letters, many of which still survive.
所以大家如果看一下这个维基百科的话呢，上面有说普林尼写了数百封信，其中很多的这个信都被保留下来了。
You be the judge.
然后你们等会可以自己判断一下。
Okay, we're going to look at numbers here. I don't know if you can see this. The lights are maybe too bright, but for the New Testament, we have over 5,800 documents. Comes all the way out to here.
所以新约的话呢，我们有超过了5,813本这样的这个手抄稿。
Homer, I got 643 manuscripts and manuscript portions.
Yeah, 那荷马呢？他有这个643份这个手稿、手抄稿。
Demosthenes from Greece, he got 200.
然后，
对，
德摩斯提尼呢，他有200份。
And nobody else has more than 20.
然后其他没有超过200份的，20份的 ，sorry.
So Wikipedia said that many copies still survive of Pliny the Younger's histories. I see 7.
所以呢，普林尼呢，维基百科上他有很多的这个书信呢，被保留下来了。
The lost document or the lost island of Atlantis, we have 7 copies of Plato, and yet people give them their life trying to find this island.
Yeah. 所以他其中提到了说这个亚特兰提斯的话，很多人花了毕生去寻找这个地方。
With only 7 copies, why would they risk their lives? I got over 5,800, maybe 6,000 copies of the New Testament. Why would I not choose to believe that first?
所以很多人为了只有七份手稿被保留下来的讲了这样一个地方，现在不知道存不存在的，他们花了毕生去寻找这个地方，但是面对着有一个超过了5,800多份手稿的这样一个新约，好多人最后选择不相信。
Now, for copies to survive is not easy.
所以这些复制本它要保留下来其实非常不容易。
In the 16th century, Shakespeare wrote 37 plays.
所以在16世纪呢，莎士比亚他写了37个剧本。
Of those 37 plays that Shakespeare wrote only a couple hundred years ago, none exist in their completeness.
但是呢，他写的这个37份这个剧本里面其实没有真的其中的一本是完全的被保留下来。
The places where they did not have manuscripts, we have experts who went in and said, I think Shakespeare meant to say this. So every play, every book, everything that you read from Shakespeare has been added to by scholars.
所以其实是很多很多的专家花了很多时间，他们看着这些很破碎的不完整的手稿，他们是说，我们猜说他可能莎士比亚当时是讲这句话的。他们是通过这种方式把莎士比亚的这些37个这个剧本最后全部的给重现出来了。
That was only 500 years ago that he wrote that.
Sorry.
That was only 500 years ago that he wrote that.
然后他是500年前写的这些东西。
So the other charge that they have against the Bible is, well, they wrote it back here, but the documents we have are clear out here, and it probably changed someplace in there.
另外很多人对这个圣经的指控是说，这个原稿是写在很早之前，然后呢，后面的这个手抄稿呢是写在很久之后，中间有一个很长的时间的间隔。
So what we want to see, we're going to take a look, what is that time span? What we want to see now is we want to see short numbers, small numbers.
所以我们想其实要看到是说，我们希望看到是说，其实圣经的这些手抄本呢和原稿的时间其实是非常非常接近的。
Here's what we got. Take a look. The New Testament. I know that the John Ryland's papyrus, P52, is only about 25 years or so after it was written.
所以这是我们看得到的。那其中一本新约的这个手抄稿叫这个约翰赖兰兹这个纸草本呢，其实是在和这个原稿的时间只差了25年。
There's news that they found a fragment of Mark, which is actually about 7 years, they figure, after time it was written.
Let me start this again.
They found a fragment of the book of Mark that they figured about 7 years or so after it was written.
Yeah, 所以马克福音里面其中的一部分写的内容，其实那个写的时间跟原稿最早的版本其实只有七年的间隔时间。
So the timeline from the time the scriptures are written to the fragments that we have for the New Testament, very small number.
所以其实呢是说在我们的新约的原稿书写的时候到它的这个手抄本出现的时候那个时间间隔是非常非常短的非常接近的。
Next smallest number is Homer's Iliad, 500 years later.
跟新约的手抄本最接近的话是荷马的这个伊利亚特但是它是在原稿的这个500年之后才出现的这个手抄复制本。
Like Columbus landed in the New World about 500 years ago to give you an idea of a time span.
哥伦比亚其实就500年之前就发现新大陆所以大家想想那个500年的间隔有多远
Demosthenes, Herodias 1400 years one and a half millennia after it was written that's the earliest copy we have
就希罗多德他的作品呢其实也是第一份手抄稿出现是在原稿的1400年之后那是蛮长的时间了。
When you look at these numbers and compare with other, now the Homer's Iliad is also a religious document.
所以你看到这数字的时候，跟其他的文献相比较，特别是说荷马的这个伊利亚特，其实也是一部这个宗教的著作。
And so those who would copy the Iliad would also have the same passion for accuracy you'd figure as the New Testament. And yet we have so few and so long after.
所以大家可以想象说，当他们当年去复制去手抄这个荷马的伊利亚特这部著作，因为也是一个宗教的著作。 我们可以想当时可能也有同样的这样的热情去保持它的准确性，但是可以看到手稿是出现，手抄本出现500年之后，而且数量要比这个新约的数量，是新约的手抄本数量是远远少得多。
So this gives you an indication you can trust what the original manuscripts are still represented in what we have today in the New Testament.
所以这个时候给我们一个很充分理由去相信说，我们的新约的这个手抄本里面内容其实是完整的，准确的这个，表现了这个原稿的内容。
Now, reasonably, some people would say, "Yeah, but Vince, we do not have a copy of the original."
所以，当很多很多人还会说，是看了这数字，但是我们今天还是没有当年的原稿的原稿，我们没有当年的原稿。
Let's say we have an original document.
那如果假设说我们有这个最初的原稿。
The text is written in English for my benefit.
那也假设说当时的文本是用英文写的，这样我们就可以理解。
And let's say we take this original document and we make 4 copies.
然后我们在这个原有的这个手稿里面，原有的这个手稿里面，我们做了4份的复制本。
And then let's say we lose the original.
然后就说，然后那个最早的那份、最原始那份文本我们丢掉了。
So now all we have are the 4 copies.
然后我们现在手上只有的就是4份这个复制本。
Can we determine what the original said?
我们能不能决定说那个最早的原始那文本它讲的是什么
？So, let's take a look at copy number one.
我们看一下这个复制本的第一份复制本。
For the Son of Man is coming to. Wait a minute. I have a word here that is messed up.
所以你这里写的是说人子到来为的是要，然后有一个词在那边不清楚了。这是第一份这个复制本。
I can't read that word. I can see the rest. For the Son of Man is come to something that which was lost, but I can't make out this word.
对，我们看到是说这个人子到来是为了要怎么怎么样那些丧失的人，但是那个词我们看不清楚了，丢掉了，看不清楚。
Maybe I can look at the second copy and figure out that word.
但是我们可以看一下第二份复制，来看看能不能想找出来说那个词到底是什么词。
For the Son of Man is come to.Oh no, that word is damaged too.
第二份复制我们发现，哎，那个词也还是有了一些损坏，还是不能完全确定那个什么词。
How are we going to figure this out? Well, maybe the third copy. Let's take a look at the third copy.
怎么办呢？我们怎么样去搞清楚这个词什么词呢 ？Maybe 可能我们看看第三份这个复制本。
Would you believe it? Same word is messed up.
然后你想，不会吧？这个还是那个词，还是模糊不清。
Fourth copy.Maybe, oh no, it's messed up too.
然后再看看第四份这个复制本啊，不对吧，是吧？还是那个词，还是看不清楚。
We lost the original. We have 4 copies. All 4 of them have a messed up same word. Is it possible to know what the original said?
所以我们已经没有了那个最原始的这个文本了。然后我们有4个复制本，但是每一个复制本都是那个词都不清楚的。
Do you think it's possible?
大家觉得有没有可能说通过这4个复制本可以搞清楚
As you figured out, the original text said, For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost.
Well, 原来我们通过四个复制本我们就可以知道那个词是什么词，然后这句话就是人子来为要拯救失丧的人。
This is Matthew 18:11 and describes the mission of Jesus Christ.
然后这是
This is Matthew 18:11 describing the mission of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 这是个马太福音的18:11讲的是人子到来的目的。
And the truth is, the New Testament variations have far fewer variations. Our New Testament documents have far fewer variations than this example.
所以其实跟这个例子相比来，其实新约文献的变化呢，比这个例子远远少得多。
This is textual criticism. This is how they determine what the actual text actually said.
那这次其实就是说，我们是怎么样决定说那个原始的这个文献里面讲的是什么的。
Now, even in this example, we could figure out what the original said, even though we had flawed copies.
所以这就是说，我们即使是我们的复制本上面还是有一些小问题的时候，我们还是能够知道原始的文献是在讲什么的。
But you might ask me, well, couldn't God have preserved the original documents?
但你会问说，那 为什么上帝不保留最原始的这个文献呢？
Of course.
当然有。
But he didn't.
那没有。
And I could tell you probably two reasons why this is the case.
那我会告诉你说两个原因为什么这是一个推测。
Number one, we would probably build a church of the original document.
Sorry.
Number one, we would probably build a church dedicated to the original document.
那我们可以说我们可能就是会修建一个专门的一个教会来保存那个最原始的那个文本。
Where God wants us to worship Him, we'd probably end up worshiping that original document and totally miss the point.
对，但是主是要我们去崇拜他，而不是说要那个敬拜那个教会那个教堂。
Number two, let's say I had the original document.
那第二个原因，假设我有这个最早的那个文献。
And there's a part in there I didn't like.
然后可能里面有部分内容我不太喜欢。
And I fixed that problem.
然后我在上面就做些修改，把那个问题搞定了。
I point to you, hey, I've got the original document. It says what it says.
然后我就跟你说，这份就是最原始的这个文献，这就是上帝所说的话。
So that's a problem, right?
当然是个问题，对吧？
I can also add parts that I want.
我把那个我不喜欢的一部分，我就把它就划掉了。
But let's say we don't have the original document.
但是我们说，如果我们没有那个最原始的那份文献，那份文本。
Let's say I have a copy, and you Sean has a copy.
然后说就是我有一份 copy, 然后你Sean弟兄也有一份复制本。
And I find a part I don't like.
然后我觉得有一部分我不喜欢。
And I take my pen out and I make the modification I need to make.
然后我拿笔把我不喜欢的一部分做些修改。
And we compare copies.
然后我们手上都有一份复制本。
And he looks at my copy and says, hey, what's this right here that you made the change?
然后我就可以说，哎，你那部分什么来的那个，你做了任何修改吗？
Vince, you're a heretic. Why are you doing this?
然后就说你是异教徒，为什么你要修改这个圣经的内容？
You see, by not having the original,
所以你看到其实不需要，我们不需要有这个最原始的那份文件。
And having so many copies for validation,
但是呢，却有如此众多数量庞大的这些复制本，我们可以用来做校正验证。
We can be more sure today of what the original said than even if we had the original.
其实我们是说在今天我们更加可以肯定说我们知道那份原文在讲什么。
43% of 8,000 New Testament verses we have from documents dating to the second century.
所以新约的手稿中的有8000节是有43%是来自于公元的第二世纪。
Over 36,000 quotations are written in other letters and articles by the early church fathers.
然后有超过36,000多个引用，那这是一些早期的教会啊、教父啊他们引用的这些内容，它是写在其他的语言里面的，用其他语言写的。
Because it's true, they wrote in their letters and they spread it around.
所以因为是那是真实，因为他们写这些信，然后呢，他们就开始传播这些书信。
In addition to the 58,000 Greek texts that we talked about, that big orange line, that long line, there are over 19,000 manuscripts in other languages.
那还有就超过了19,000多份的其他语言的手稿。
So we see that the Great Commission was immediately being taken seriously.
所以其实我们看到当时的这个主基督耶稣给我们的这个伟大的使命，当时立马就被执行了。
If there are still some missing texts after the 5,800 Greek documents were reviewed, we could find it in these other languages, these other 19,000 sitting there.
如果说在这个在真的这5,800多份的这个手稿里面，如果还有一些丢失的文本的话，我们是有办法通过其他的方式去找到这个线索的。
If we were to take the total manuscripts that we've got of your New Testament and stack them up, you would see a stack that's over a mile high.
所以如果说我们把所有的这些新约的这些手稿把它全部叠起来的话，你会看它们超过一英里高，一英里。
And you compare this about 4 feet for other classical Greek authors.
然后很传统的一些希腊作家，他们手稿一般是四英尺厚。
To say that we have accurate copies of the New Testament,
然后说我们有这个新约手最初原始手稿的最准确的这个手抄本这个手稿。
We can say this with the most assuredness.
然后我们是个很确定、很确定的这样讲。
So I've demonstrated to you that the New Testament has more manuscripts, earlier manuscripts, that it has more accurately copied manuscripts, and more abundantly supported manuscripts.
所以我们刚才讲的是说，这个新约的这个手稿里面，其实它有更多数量、更多的手稿，而且呢，它的手稿出现时间是更早，他们是被更准确的复制，而且呢，是得到了更广泛的这个支持。
We originally asked, do we have an accurate copy of the original Bible documents? We looked at the Old Testament, we looked at the New Testament.
我们一开始问了这个问题，我们有没有这个圣经文献最原始文献的最准确的这个复制本？
The answer,
我们看了旧约和新约。
The answer?
回答是
I think the answer is, without question, we have.What the original said.
我想说我们的回答是非常确定的，就是说我们知道我们有最原始的这个圣经文本里面讲的内容。
We have not explored the content of the documents, just rather are they accurately preserved and transmitted.
那我们今天还没有去讨论到说这个圣经里的内容到底有多准确，但是我们今天讨论的是说这些圣经的手稿有没有被很准确的复制下来和传播下来。
But now you can be sure that what you've got is accurate. In another portion, I may come back and give share an evaluation of the contents of the document, determine whether it's actually the Word of God.
所以当现在你们可以很确定的知道说，我们手上的圣经是最原始的版本的一个很准确的这个复制。然后我们后面有机会，我们可以再讨论是说你们的内容是否是准确的。
But at least today, you know when you open it up and you read it.It was what God intended for you to read.
所以至少在今天，当你翻开你的圣经读里面的内容的时候，你至少可以很确定的知道，这就是我们的上帝最初要给我们讲的话。
There's one thing that skeptics ask sometimes.
那有一个问题是很多的怀疑论者会问的问题。
What about the different versions? What about different languages?
那因为有很多的圣经有很多的版本，也在有很多的语言的版本在流通。
That's a very easy one to answer because it's a false question.
那其实这个问题很容易回答，因为这个问题实际上不是一个真正的问题，是个假的问题。
The King James Bible was translated from what languages?
所以 King James 这个版本是从
It's translated from what languages?
是从哪个语言翻译出来 ？King James 这个语言，这个版本是从哪个语言翻译出来
？Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic.
就是希伯来文、希腊文，还有这个阿拉伯文。
Many people here may read the NIV. Many people may read the New International Version.
那很多人可能会读这个 New International 中文。NIV 就是 NIV 这个版本。
Where did we get the translation from the NIV for the NIV?
NIV 版本我们是从哪里这个翻译从哪里来的
？Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek.
还是同样的，就是这个希伯来，
Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek.
希腊文还有这个亚拉伯，亚拉伯。
The point being is we didn't start with the King James.And go to the American Standard, to the Revised Standard, to the NIV, New American Standard. It's not like we're playing the telephone game when you play to the child.
所以刚才很多英文版本跟不上，但是就是讲说有很多很多的英文版本，但是其实我们不是说这个版本是一个一个这样跳跃出来的，不是这样子的。
The idea is that your Bible is translated, whether it's in English, Chinese, Portuguese is translated from the original Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek.
所以就是说，不论是什么样语言的版本，最终是从那个三个最原始的版本语言翻译出来。
So even that question that skeptics ask is a red herring, is a bad question.
其实就是很多怀疑论者问的那个问题，其实都不是一个很正确的问题。
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, your Bible is accurately transmitted and given to you.
所以弟兄姐妹还有我们的朋友，其实你的圣经是很准确的，是被翻译出来，然后是被准确的传递到你们手中的。
Your God is that powerful.
然后你们的主，我们的主是这么样的这个全能。
And I thank you for your time.
谢谢大家。